Valentine's Night by Katia Slonowski, narrated by Lily Ward. A dark blue shirt was taut across Stefan's chest and definitely made him look fitter and more muscular than usual. The vivid color emphasized his wry blonde hair and blue eyes, made everything about him glow. Moa struggled to concentrate on their conversation. What had he just said? Had he asked her a question? She felt herself blushing, her cheeks turning a slightly pink, as she answered evasively, "Well, I couldn't really say." Stefan sighed deeply. The shirt stretched tighter. Moa wondered how physically fit he really was. Probably very fit. She shouldn't be having those thoughts about her teacher, she knew that, but Stefan made it impossible for her to keep her mind in check.
"Moa! Moa!"
Stefan sighed. "You have talent, a unique gift. Don't throw it all away. You can do better than this." He waved Moa's newly written short story in his hand, the one she'd sent him after yet another girly evening involving plenty of wine. It was really badly written, and Stefan had obviously seen right through her. After a year and a half of top marks and great performance, it was clear she was not making an effort. At the same time, her motivation had started to fade, which she hadn't thought would ever happen. What was the point of it all anyway? No matter what, she would still need to find another job, a proper job, outside of her authorship. 25 years old and no real prospects, she was now stuck at one of the most prestigious writing courses in the country and could hardly muster any enthusiasm for this anymore. She deliberated her words carefully before speaking one word at a time. I don't think this is my cup of tea anymore. Perhaps I have outgrown it all. I mean, so many of the students are great. Stefan rose so swiftly that his chair fell backwards. He looked like an actor on stage. A really handsome actor, Moa thought to herself.
"Don't say that. Never say that,"
Stefan yelled at her. He looked all fired up with a new spark in his eyes. He turned around and picked up the chair off the floor, much calmer. He sighed again and walked over to his bookshelf. Without much as a glance in her direction, he said,
"I'll give you a second chance. You have the rest of the week to edit this into something that shows off your caliber. I want it back no later than 3 p.m. on Sunday. We're done for today."
Moa stood up, slightly unsure whether to add something else, but decided she'd better scoot off quickly while she had the chance. Oh, that strong, muscular back, she thought. What wouldn't I do for a chance to scratch that?
"Wow, please swap places with me,"
Celia sighed when Moa told her friend about the meeting with Stefan. Celia had had a crush on Stefan ever since she started the writing course over a year ago and had driven Moa mad prattling on and on about how sexy he was. At first, Moa had thought Stefan was nothing but a sad has-been writer that had ended up as a teacher at a vocational college. As a young man, he had been a part of the cultural...